This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday unleashed another extended verbal attack on his opponent in the November election, claiming that the Democratic Party nominees Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, in his words, should immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. Biden said on Monday he would like to see a vaccine tomorrow, even if it cost him the election. But, he said, if we do have a really good vaccine, people are going to be reluctant to take it because the president's repeated misstatements and falsehoods with respect to the virus, in his words, are undermining public confidence. Mr. Trump, holding his first news conference on the north portico of the White House, said that contrary to what he called political lies, any vaccine approved for mass inoculation by the federal government will be, in his words, very safe and very effective. The Republican and Democratic Party nominees made their remarks as the presidential campaign turned to the home stretch on the annual Labor Day holiday. It's a time when COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, is still killing about 1,000 Americans every day. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis said in a statement on Monday that they will suspend all United Nations and humanitarian flights to Sana'a International Airport as of Wednesday. The Iran-aligned Houthi movement took over the capital Sana'a in the north and most major cities in 2014 after ousting the internationally recognized government. Since then, only the United Nations and humanitarian flights have been allowed by the Saudi-led coalition, which controls the Yemeni airspace, to land there. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. There's also an app you can download. You're listening to VOA News. Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was reportedly seized Monday by unidentified men in Minsk. And Germany and Britain are demanding that President Alexander Lukashenko disclose where she is. Germany's foreign minister, Heiko Maas, called for clarity on the whereabouts and the release of all political prisoners in Belarus in comments tweeted by the foreign ministry. Dominic Raab, Britain's foreign secretary, tweeted, seriously concerned for the welfare of Maria Kolesnikova in Belarus. Lukashenko's regime must make her safe return their highest priority. The regime must cease brutalizing protesters, release political prisoners, and begin dialogue with the opposition. Kolesnikova is the last of three women left inside Belarus who came together in the Opposition Coordination Council to try to defeat Lukashenko in the August 9th poll. He was declared winner in the election, but opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was rigged. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to tell the European Union on Tuesday that the proposed Brexit deal is contradictory on Northern Ireland. The Telegraph newspaper reported Monday that Johnson believes the agreement is legally ambiguous and would leave Northern Ireland isolated from the rest of the UK. The two sides are meeting for their eighth round of talks since Britain pulled out of the European Union at the beginning of the year. If they cannot arrive at a trade and security deal by the October deadline, Johnson has said he will take the no-deal option and move on anyway, despite the disruption it's expected to cause. European Union leader Ursula von der Leyen warned Monday, earlier today, Britain is legally obliged to respect the Brexit withdrawal agreement, which must form the basis of bilateral relations going forward. The president of the European Commission said, I trust the British government to implement the withdrawal agreement, an obligation under international law and prerequisite for any future partnership. A Saudi court sentenced eight people to jail Monday for the 2018 murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Five people were sentenced to 20 years in prison. Three others were sentenced to between 7 and 10 years on Monday, according to state media. None of the defendants' names have been released. Khashoggi, who is a U.S. resident and prominent critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, went to the consulate in 2018 to pick up documents that would allow him to marry his Turkish fiancée. Saudi Arabia has given varying accounts of his disappearance, eventually saying the killing was the work of rogue operatives. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington, D.C. You're listening to VOA News.